Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Welcome and namaste, beloved ones, to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting? And my heart is just illuminated with the blessing of this moment, being connected with you right now. Such a special evening ahead, and such a special evening already. You feel the flow. You feel this abundant flow, which is what we're going to be talking about, and about what's happening right now with these messages into the universe, the multidimensional buildup, the full moon. There is just so much to share. And so we are here. We are ready. We are open. Guide us. Give us a call. Get into the queue. Share your questions. Invite the mini soul reading. My beautiful co-host this evening, Jess Juntinen. So we all know a huge evening ahead. So first and foremost, I want to give a big shout out and hello over to YouTube at Official Sri and Kira. Hi, everybody. Welcome. We are so grateful that you are with us. Also YouTube over at Oneness Talk Radio. And tonight, broadcasting over at bbsradio.com, our producer Don, just making it effortless and really inviting us all to breathe deeper and have a greater spacious experience. You didn't get to say hello to him if you call into our 800 number, and that 800 number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. It fills fast, so get in the queue. And of course, over at OnenessTalkRadio.com, you can call in at 517-208-1500. Now, we are also with BBSRadio.com. You can also watch us there. You can listen. And you can go to that Facebook. You can go to the BBS Radio Facebook and join us there. And of course, Facebook over at Oneness Talk Radio. To all the affiliates, including iHeartRadio, and to everyone, thank you for being here as the divine mirror in this moment right now. Now, guys, I want you to just take a moment and breathe into what you're experiencing. If you've been hanging out with Sri and I over the past couple days, if you've been watching our radio show, then you know that we have been talking about this May energy and where we are right now. And even as I'm starting to connect with you, my entire crown chakra is feeling illuminated and tingly. I'm getting a very strong pulse in my ears right now, very high pitch. And that's because we are at a touchstone moment. And this is when we are having the opportunity, this very first week in May, this month of expansion and contraction, this choice energy that is ascending all around us. And in this touchstone, this week is about the intersection of the dimensions through that conscious choice. And my heart kind of skips a beat that if you've received our e-card, hopefully you already clicked on some of the links, or maybe you already knew about this, but the Eta Aquarids are one of two annual showers caused by pieces of Halley's Comet. Now, I want you to really breathe that in, because what's so powerful is that this series, there's another series that happens in October, but this series in an up-level year, in the energy of this third supermoon and everything else that is coming together, the entire 2020 experience this year, right now, and today, right now, May 5th is the peak day, but it's this entire week is it's peaking, is that these pieces, these showers are coming forward. And these are, as the comet is on its way back out, to the edge of the known universe and beyond. So in this month, which we already knew was all about, and you know what, I'm going to share, let me go ahead and share with all of you the May calendar. I really want you to be able to see that while we're actually talking right now. So there it is. I've got the May up-level calendar up there for you right now. And what I'm wanting you to pay attention to is that this is what we have been sharing so much of. You see that beautiful orb of creation, that amazing orb of creation. Well, that's coming in, and it started in the end of April. And if you look over at the 3rd, 10th, 17th, you see where we're looking up. This is all about gazing up into the creation beyond that which is known, broadening and expanding ourselves beyond the limitations of even linear thought and linear history. And this is what that whole Return the Magi has been about. And so now, if you look at the peak of that, and again, as I'm sharing it, my crown chakra is just tickling, this whole week is about gazing up, sending out that creation. And so imagine that that beautiful ball of creation is being carried out with your sacred intention, but it's acting as a bridge between stabilizing you in actually being able to tangibly, consciously, and in a way you have never done before, bridge the fifth and seventh dimension with clear consciousness and with divine acceptance. This week, it's huge. Now look at the full moon on Thursday. The Thursday full moon is extremely powerful because this is when, the way that they keep showing it to me, it's like a flash of light. This is the third of the super full moons. Remember, this is a culminating piece of a pyramid. And then it's also about the rise of the eye, because we're going to, you notice I'm wearing my portal pendant. I wore it because, let me stop the share for a minute. There we are. I wore my portal pendant right here. This is from malasforascension.com, and that is a Shiva eye in the middle, and this is gold, the pyramid with the silver square in the middle. Well, this pyramid, consider that to be these three super full moons. March, we began. April, apex. May, we close it. However, in June, we're going to go right to that Shiva eye, because in June, the next full moon, which completes this circuit, is going to be a full moon lunar eclipse. And so we've got the full opening of this divine energy with the eye, the Shiva eye, birthing. And I'm going to be talking a lot more about that in just a moment too, because this is the week that you are going to be brought to the energy of, and I'm just going to read to you what came through yesterday. If you have our e-card, you've already heard this, but I'm going to read it to you just as it came through. And I want you to breathe in and bring your hands to your heart, because this is the essence of what's happening right now and why it is so important that we are together. So the divine directors brought this through yesterday, just before Sri and I were to teach the lessons of light. And we were so altered that the lessons of light, those of you that were with us during Monday Night Magic, we're all still floating in that energy. And that's what this week is about. Higher connection, higher connection. So let me share this with you. Take in a breath. Relax. From the divine directors, the energy of the expansion of the universal energy, or the outward reaches of the solar system, will carry with it the energy we offer to it this week. Breathe that in. Imagine that Halley's Comet is a beacon that touches in with our experience of density and offers expansion to those who are gazing upward in all ways, the return of the Magi. What is the energy you are projecting out right now? Really, really feel that right now. Feel that. What is the energy you're projecting outward right now? Where is your energy aligned? Breathe in on that. Are you in fear? Are you noticing fear or doubt? If so, that is what the energy of the touchstone moment will notice as it showers its energy forward. The beacon shining toward you, and simultaneously the camera that is noticing you. What are you reflecting into the mirror of the fifth dimension? Now, this is such a profound statement, because what they're saying is that in this up-level moment, you are being gifted with this opportunity that started in April, and we've done all the May predictions. You can go back and go listen to all of those again, and please do. But in this return of the Magi, in this energy of rebirth, in a month of ascended choice, the beacon is this beautiful, the way that I've been describing it to so many is, it's like the universe handed you a bottle and you are in the ocean of density and you get to write your scroll, arise, dear Magi, and write your scroll, roll it up and put it in the bottle. And then as this touchstone moment illuminates around you, as you are being showered, and that's why our crown chakras are open right now. Remember, this is the highest. This month starts with receiving, receiving. We are literally being showered with it in a way that anyone can see, even those that think they can't. We are being given tangible, divine love and assistance. And so as it's showering its energy forward, it is also simultaneously the camera that's taking the snapshot of where we all are collectively in our development, in our evolutionary experience. Are we able to lift up and out? Where are we in our ascended presence? So write your scroll this week. You might want to even tangibly write your scroll. What is the message you are putting in your bottle and sending up into the universe right now? What is it if you knew, and I want you guys to really hear this because this is what the month of May is offering you. If you absolutely knew that you had one chance in this lifetime to send a clear signal to the divine as you would go through the veil, absolutely through the veil of the illusion to where the timeline collapses. Because remember, we're in the moment where all of these beautiful pieces of Halley's are heading out to the outermost reaches of the universe, to where all of these bottles can be discovered in the next ocean, where you're already waiting for it. So if you are able to go through the veil where the timeline collapses, what would you want to say? Because you're also saying it to the you that's waiting in that fifth and seventh dimensional portal that's already aware that this moment is here. We are being gifted with an energetic moment, and the peak is still coming. The beautiful full moon, super full moon, this third point on this Thursday is going to keep peaking, peaking, peaking. And so there are many easy ways to navigate this moment. And this is the moment that we are in right now. And it is profound, and it is unique, and it is unusual. It is very unusual. And so I want you to bring a hand to your heart right now and notice that as we have been moving through this moment, how have you been with your steadfast commitment, focused awareness, complete trust? I'm noticing a lot of people being easily distracted. And that is absolutely not uncommon. That's why I'm wearing my 33rd dimension earrings, because these are 33. You see this? Look at this. 33 handmade hearts that lead us into the 33rd dimension, anchored by this beautiful Nepalese Rudraksha. And this energy right now is saying, hold open. And this is why I'm talking about the rise of the Shiva eye. And I want to share a quote with you, because this really is an important moment, something I would like to share with you, and I needed to get it prepped. There it is. Forgive me. Okay, so here we are. I want to share this with you right now. I created this graphic today because this is what's happening to you right now, whether you're aware of it or not. And so you'll see that those two rays right there coming up out of that big Shiva eye, those are the cosmic prime meridians. The cosmic prime meridians right now are at a moment where they are not only radiating, they are receiving, clearing. And the more that they're receiving, the more that you are receiving, the greater your wisdom, the faster this connection. One of the gifts you can gift yourself with right now is to let go of dismissing what you know is true. What if you could give yourself a moment of knowing it's all true? What if you could just, even if you have to pretend that, what if what you're pretending is that it's all true? That pretend it until you know it, because it's true. And this eye of Shiva that you see right there, that was my first giant Shiva eye that came to me. And that was exactly what I saw when the whole Shiva eye connection came in, when we were having the 7 days of meditation every day at down in Terra Nostra in Uruguay. And all of our community members, each day we would lead the meditations. And every day I kept wondering, why am I not, you know, I kept seeing this black, and then I saw that exact color around it, and then the ocean of violet, and then heard about the Eye of Shiva, and then all of this came in. It came in for this moment, because the Eye of Shiva is open. And this is why I'm wearing my portal pendant Shiva eye tonight. This is why I always wear my Shiva eye mala. This is why there are Shiva eyes all around me, because the energy of the Shiva eye right now is like that piece of Halley's Comet come to Earth, only it's your soul family. When we always feel that we're nothing more than custodians of families, and Sue Sturtevant, who keeps the sacred altar of these Shiva eyes, it's like we feel like foster parents. And in this moment, that opportunity has opened. And this is a quote that's actually from the malasforascension.com website where this full article is posted. And this is a quote from the Violet Ray Shiva that came through quite a while ago that I wanted to share with you, that Aparna actually put in front of me earlier today. And I'm going to bring her in for just a moment to share a little bit more about this, because this energy is that important. And here was the quote: the presence of these eyes in your life will consistently hold open your star consciousness and ignite the stability of the ascended heart to flourish. The stability of the ascended heart. And that is what is happening right now. Remember, this month is all about a huge flow in through our upper chakras down to do what? To get that ascended heart. And so with this stable presence ignited, meaning the stability of the ascended heart, the miracle presence will call you, and the co-creative centers of the universe will send clear and uninterrupted signals of divine light. This is a moment of true abundance. It is that powerful, and it is that right now. It is just huge. And so I want to bring Aparna in, and Aparna, let's go ahead and unmute, maybe turn on your video and welcome you in. Hi.
Hi.
Namaste. Hey, sweetheart. Namaste. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
And thank you for having me.
Well, you know, thank you. You know, today I was blessed to have a conversation with you earlier as we were sharing, we were talking about malasforascension.com, and then we started talking about the moon and what's coming in with this full moon. And I'll kind of let you take it from there, because I was really appreciating your sharing about how there was this Shiva eye presence that was coming forward. And I was really only looking at that from the perspective of next month as part of that eclipse, because that's what's going to be the literal. I mean, this is my Shiva eye in the middle of the three super moons. I mean, it's literally the portal pendant. But I wanted to kind of, what was touching in with you? How did that come up? Because this really was a valuable discernment.
Yeah. You know, honestly, the last few days that connection and just that being in this energy and with that return of the Magi, shooting stars, like all of that, and creation happening. As I was telling you, I just kept having all these ideas, and I kept seeing this void of creation in the sky, and seeing that May calendar with that energy coming.
I'm gonna share it again while you're saying it. Keep going, because
I was picturing that in my head with that center as the eye of a Shiva eye. And I remember I was actually there for those ceremonies at Terra Nostra when
the 7 days of creation. Yeah.
The 7 days of creation. Yeah. And these last few days have just felt like such a resurgence of that energy on like a whole new level, And it's almost like it's like brought back at this exponential, like a couple levels up the spiral, but like just getting ready to rock it into new ways too. But that was part of why I felt so drawn, because these Shiva eyes I've always found are this beautiful balance of connectivity as far up with cosmic brethren as one so desires, while also being this tangible from Gaia in the hand stabilizing factor. So it's like they've got such a blend of opening and balancing and harnessing, and so that's why they were on my mind so much.
Well, you know, as you were sharing that, I heard show the ohm, and I'm hoping, look, tonight you can see it. See, guys? Remember, so this is the Shiva eye that whenever we get a new batch in, Sue sends me pictures, and I had her send this to me, and after it was here on my Shiva altar, after, I think it was like 2 weeks, this ohm, you see that? It's a perfect ohm symbol, literally manifested inside of it. And when you're here, I show this to people and let people connect with it. But it was reminding me
with it in person.
Yeah, right. Incredible. And it was just reminding me of, in this full moon, that all of us who already have Shiva eyes really pay attention right now, especially this week, because the eye is opening, right? The eye is opening. And look, it holds open from the third eye beyond the star consciousness. The cosmic prime meridians are right there. It's wonderful to work with to open up your throat. Wonderful to work with that, anchoring the stability of the high heart. And so I just need to share, because I was so excited, because this is all Aparna's doing, guys, because it was just so evident that this really needs to happen. Aparna asked if we could make all of the Shiva eyes available more affordably. And it was like, yes. And so Aparna, what did you do? I mean, I'm just so excited about this.
So, for this incredible full moon coming up and this energy of creation and like this presence of Shiva, any and all Shiva eyes on malasforascension.com, you can get for an incredible 22% off.
Angelic realm, love that number.
Yeah, 22. It just felt lined up with everything lunar.
Totally, perfect balance.
Yeah, so just the coupon code Shiva, S-H-I-V-A, will get you 22% off of any of these incredibly supportive Shiva packets.
Well, Aparna, just on behalf of all of us, thank you. And here, I'll share another one with you. Look, this was another first that came to me. Look at this one. Is that amazing?
Feel that.
Yeah, right? Isn't that amazing? Look at that. And the violet energy in this one. But you know, they're all, I have lots of them that look like yin-yang symbols. And aren't these great? Look, because even the smaller ones carry such powerful energy. Look at that. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I always do, like when I do readings for people, right? Yeah, and the bottoms, right? Always look at the bottoms of your Shiva eyes, guys, always. And always keep a pair on either side of your bed, if you can. They are the journeyer of your dreams. They will make sure that your dreams are absolutely free from negativity. I kid you not, I don't even know how many are here in my office right now. And it's what keeps my electronics working. So yeah. Anyway, Aparna, thank you for tuning in with that new, with the energy. I'm excited. And thank you. Aparna is going to be joining the chat over at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. So if you have any questions from her, maybe you can put that information in there as well, Aparna, so people can remember it. And thank you. We're excited to have you with us again. And enjoy the rest of this amazing show. Namaste.
Namaste. Love you so much. Later.
Oh, I love you too. Namaste. Well, beloved ones, I am, of course, having the most moment of joy because of tonight's co-host. This evening, of course, it is that wonderful moment during the event, so to speak, when we are able to welcome in Jess Juntanen, who is my co-host here at Soul Mirrors every month, first Tuesday of the month, always exciting for me. And so I am welcoming in Jess right now. And hey, Jess, I am just so excited to welcome you. And you look freaking gorgeous. And I am loving your cosmic background. It's just perfect with you out in the cosmos and me kind of here in the earth cave, you know?
Absolutely love it. It's an honor to be here. I'm excited. I love my Soul Mirrors night, first Tuesday of every month. It's a party. So thank you.
Well, you know, it is a party. And I want to share that one of the things that I have just always bowed before is your amazing ability to be spot on when you put together a program or when you start working with people in a way that is just so beautiful. And I would really be remiss if we did not open up by saying that, remember that Sri and I have been sharing with all of you that starting with Ramadan, we talked about this in April, right? It was that final, remember, it was all about, you know, the past Easter and Passover, and Ramadan was going to be part of this. And it's also what unifies all this. Well, we talked about this 30-day fasting and about how this energy is carrying all through May, and that this is a month where you want to be focused, you know, really give it to your higher self, try on the most amazing you can be. And then Jess, you start this 30 days of sadhana. I just like, wow, bow before you. And so I really wanted to just let everybody know about that right up front, because I think it's really powerful. And you just started yesterday, so people can still jump in, right?
Absolutely. People can still join. A few still are joining. So
yay!
Yeah, we have, it's actually 21 days. So it's the Trinity, the three and 3 weeks. And, you know, I love that because often they say, right, 21 days, if we do anything with commitment, we establish a new pattern for ourselves. So, you know, this is really an opportunity to every day get some nuggets in your email box. You can be in the Facebook group if you want and get support each day. And your sadhana really is your practice. I'm not telling you how to do it. Maybe it's meditating for you. Maybe it's walking in the woods, but it's committing to having that spiritual time so it can overflow. And then every week we come together for a call and conversation and some ceremony, which we'll hit on Thursday on the full moon as well at 5 p.m. Eastern, that call will be. So yeah, it's perfect. It's beautiful. We have a great group of beings. So yeah, if you're interested, check it out at selfascensionstudios.com in the online events, or shoot me an email, jess@selfascensionstudios.com, and I'll let you know.
Well, I'm excited because, you know, this Thursday, of course, we're going to all be together for that Lineage Holders Quantum Time Jump. And this is going to be massive. I mean, just so massive. And I, the more that I'm feeling this week, and so, you know, a lot of us, especially this past few days, which it feels to me like it's been a week already this week. I mean, it's
oh my gosh.
Right?
I mean, every day I'm going, wait, did I live 3 days during this day or what happened?
Yes, you did. I mean, that's the only answer that I can come to is that for those of us that are really in our steadfast commitment, focused awareness, and complete trust, the time is gone. It's gone. Yes. I've let go of
it. Let go of it. Let go of it, everybody. Right. Stop trying to figure it out. It's gone.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I feel is keeping us really more on track. We are actually getting more done in less time than ever before. And thank goodness, because as all of those screens, you know, I call it my computer screens, as all of these screens are up, there's a lot to do. And so the blessing is that part of this up-level amplification is that for those of us that are staying, really, you got to be really focused. The expansion is already taking us into places that are saying, let go of your linear beliefs. You know, it really is the open my mind, expand my vision, ignite my heart, heal the world moment. So a lot of people have been having head issues. I had a lot of head issues. Have you been having anything going on, Jess? What are you noticing?
Oh yeah, there is so much going on. This release of those cosmic meridians. Yeah, absolutely. And this just feeling of it wants to open, right? So if anyone's walking around feeling like they got that helmet going on, it's doing some tapping on doing those cosmic meridian openings. I know you guys have a video, right, that's out mm-hmm. about how to do that.
Yeah.
Super helpful. So that is something I'm noticing. And weird sleep patterns. Like I took like a weird nap today for an hour and a half. I didn't know where I was when I woke up. I don't know where I went when I was asleep. And like three other people messaged me, you know, everyone took this weird cosmic nap.
What time was it? I'm just curious.
I feel like it was around 4 Eastern.
So about three here. Okay. Here's why that's so powerful. And we've got Shri here. Hold on. Shri, come say hello. Jump in because Jess, you are not going to believe this. Can Shri come forward? I don't know if he can. He is in the conference. I just don't know if he can actually come in. But here's, oh, there he is. All right, honey. We're almost there. Yay! Hey, sweetheart.
Hi. Blessings. I was distracted. I was over at YouTube checking out things.
Oh, well, I'm glad you were. But Shri, so Jess, here's why I wanted Shri to come in right now, because this is what's blowing my mind. And when we start bringing in our callers, I bet we're going to watch this community amplify infinitely immediately. Around 3 o'clock our time today, Shri, just about when Shri was ready to pass out, right? Jess was in this cosmic nap. There were these other people. Jess, I'm telling you, this is an integrated energy that is happening among everybody. Shri, tell her what happened right around the same time today.
Well, I don't even know if I remember. I was just...
Exactly. Exactly. Right, Jess? Isn't that what you were saying?
Totally. No, I didn't know what happened to me. I woke up and went, oh my gosh, is it time for soul mirrors? What's happening?
What day is it, right?
There was a moment where my wife looked at me and said, is this Alzheimer's or are you interdimensionally traveling? You know, it's...
gone. And what I've been sharing with him, and this, and Sri, welcome to our conversation this
Thank
evening.
You. Yeah.
And so what I was sharing, Jess, is that we are at a moment right now where everyone is being invited to open up all those computer screens. And I've been navigating this now for roughly a little less than a year, really intensely since last October, started taking on a lot of steam in India and Bhutan. But because I've been living with it, it's like I'm witnessing it, but I'm watching that we are each having to be, whatever our level of attainment is right now, we must hold it. Because every level of attainment is being revealed. And the only way we can heal the world is if we, honest to God, hold our expanded consciousness. So I will share that I'm tired because I've been holding for even Sri and you know, and for all those around us. And so Jess and Sri, I mean, Jess, how are you noticing this with the people you're working with? How are you noticing this among, like, what are you witnessing? What is your noticing?
Oh, what's amazing though, is people that are really awakening are doing it fast, like
right?
Really fast, talking with new clients or people I've worked with or just people I'm connected to in my communities. Boom, like as soon as they have the activation, I mean, they're downloading and they're going quickly up.
Right.
It's awesome.
You know, I have an insight on that too. Thanks for sharing this. It's really important because here in May, we've got this contraction pull and the expansion pull. And they're both, you know, they're tugging at us, and yet they're connected by a universal energy of expansion. And what I've been observing, and as I've seen it in myself, I've seen it in some others, is that the moment you let your shadow come forward, that is to say, the moment fear comes forward, there's an opportunity for fear to hitch a ride on the amplification. And if you give your attention to it, you're sucked over. If it arises and you go, this too is an illusion, and you give your attention to your expansion, the fear just dissolves. It just goes away. And this is the remarkable thing about the quantum healing effect. When we lift in our consciousness, the residues start to dissolve by themselves. Yes. But if we empower the residue, they magnify.
Well, you know, Sri, you're bringing me back to what's happening this week. And Jess, this is what you and I were starting to talk about as well, is that, so this is the moment to really, we are in an illumination. We are at a time where, and this started at the end of April, right? Very much about go into that 30-day fast. What do you really want? What are you doing? Because I always reflect back to what Archangel Zadkiel said, which is you will never be known by your words. You will be known by the truth of your heart. And it's all about the ascended heart. And so here we are at this moment right now. I mean, it's so exciting. It's hard for me to even breathe. And I really feel like everyone should make their parchment, you know, make your scroll in whatever way you want to make your scroll. But you're being given this message in a bottle opportunity to go beyond any doubt. The universe is sending a messenger that says, I can carry this message for you. I can bring this to the edge of the universe. And so imagine yourself in your fifth dimensional presence. You're one of those computer screens right now, and you're waiting for this message going, come on, you can do it, right? What is the message you want to receive? Is it a message that will show and demonstrate that you are ready to really ascend? Or is it a message that says, I'm still afraid? This is why we are all going back to what I was just sharing earlier and just about the, you know, the nap thing and all of that. We are all being, everybody's hand is out. And the key is, are you taking the hand so that we can each up level? Everybody's up leveling that wants to. And Jess, you're 100% right on. And I want to hear more about this. And I know Sri and I are witnessing it. Light speed. people are catching on really fast. So when I share that with all of you, how does that resonate? Where do you see that going right now? Jess?
Yeah, it's truly an amazing moment. I love the letter in the bottle and thinking about putting that on the parchment and sending it out there. And how powerful is that? We will receive that message that we send out there for ourselves, yeah, and it will be received by many, many more. And feeling, and I see it as each being lights up, it's like this whole grid of lights lighting up. It's holding out, you know, that portal for so many others to awaken and really seeing, like, heal yourself, heal the world. I mean, truly, you are holding it open and so many others are receiving, and it's accelerating this expansion. We've totally got this. We've totally got this. We didn't come here to fail. We came here to do this, and it's happening
right now.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I'm reminded of, and this actually comes from the Lessons of Light that we are doing on Monday nights, is that you can in an instant choose. We can step out of pain, you can step into joy in an instant. And the only thing that keeps us from doing that is our expectation that there ought to be a cause and effect continuum, that the past moment has to connect to the next moment. It doesn't.
Exactly.
The next moment is your choice. The past is just a snapshot of where you choose, or we're choosing to engage before. And that's the thing about this shadow energy. We all have content that will pull us back into the expectation of pain, the expectation of separation. That content is part of our human nature. So the moment you witness it, hey, I'm witnessing me having an engagement here. Oh, no, I choose to disengage. I choose my joy. Boom, it disconnects. And the more we do that, the less it happens. It's just stuff's dissolving. So that's
well,
one
that's thing. Because we go into the instantaneous. Right? I mean, no, you're right. The more that you own it, it becomes instantaneous.
And do you want more? Because I was just having this.
Whatever you want, sweetheart.
You know, the other thing I've been observing lately that is a little bit new is the ability to enter a particular zone, whether it's a dimensional frequency or an experience, and to lose time within it.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a plus and minus, depending upon which perspective is looking. It's kind of a plus for the you that is seeking a rich experience. It's a little bit of a minus if you lose track of the observer. Mm. And so what I mean by that is when we can observe ourselves being immersed in an experience, then we have the ability to command it. But if we simply immerse in the experience, then we've given our power to it. And this is a dance that, you know, I've been experiencing or noticing in my own flow.
Jess, looks like you want to jump in.
Well, yeah, I'm absolutely noticing that. And it's interesting when we catch ourselves in those moments, like, oh, I just went in that zone and forgot all about my multidimensional self for a moment. And
yeah,
and
exactly.
Then to really, right? And then to really go, when we remember, go, oh, cool. Like, not be hard on ourselves or judge ourselves, just, whoa, I just went totally full-blown human there for a second.
And that's the mastery moment. I mean, this right. is really important. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get doubtful if you have those moments or you just go out there. Be thankful when you remember again and grab a practice, bring a hand to heart and lift again. But those moments. And then those moments where absolutely just witnessing everything and being in that fifth dimension or higher and experiencing, it's like being in a sci-fi movie or something. And
you know,
and
it really is
faith. It's interesting. It's interesting times,
to say the least. Well, Sri, anything you want to share before we invite you to go back and enjoy that chat again?
Yeah, I was sorry. I was good. It's easy to get.
That's why I've been inviting you to go back.
No. I think the thing to remember is that when we are relaxing our ego, meaning that when I love my spiritual nature enough, my ego doesn't jump in as fast, and we're able to hold that perspective, to witness the egoic self doing its dance, to witness the ascended self loving the ego, and to be the witnessing consciousness of both. So you have those layers. And when the ego is hooked, meaning you're in pain or reaction, we tend to collapse those perspectives for a moment. And that's the time when having the spiritual practice, Jess, as you were mentioning, having the ability to bring a hand to the heart, going, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me, to be able to come back into that alignment of the truth of who you are, which is multidimensional.
I love it. Thank you, Sri. We are so glad you could join us for this moment. We love you.
Bye-bye.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. Well, Jess, I really want to go back for a minute. We have jammed phone lines everywhere. Yeah. Should we just bring in a few people? Should we just start there?
Let's do that.
All right, let's just do that. So here we are. I'm just going to start right up at the top. Let's see. I just want to make sure. All right, it looks like we have Alexandra from Florida on line two over at BBS Radio. Namaste, sweetheart. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi. How are you? Blessings. Sending you guys lots of love.
Oh, and to you, sweetheart.
I can't. I'll be honest with you. I saw you. You look so beautiful on YouTube. And I said, I hope that I can receive a message today, something. And if I get through to her, then I'm definitely getting to get a message that I need badly right now. So thank you for taking my call. I'm in awe the first time.
Wow. Sweetheart, first and foremost, you are so beautiful. I mean, I am just feeling your energy. And it is, as I'm around you right now, I'm covered in my crown chakra, especially back in the back of the crown chakra. And as I'm connecting with you, it's like I want to cry tears that are just releasing everything that just needs to go. There's behind you is these huge, I mean, huge master filled angels, ascended masters, light beings. And they're all, it's like, I just keep hearing this, like it's a harmony. It's a very strong harmony, and it's like a pulse beat. And they're saying, we are here. You will not fail. We have heard you in the night, and we have heard you always. We love you dearly. Tonight is just the beginning of the affirmations that you are able to call in. Notice the miracles that are already unfolding. Gather in your hands now the healing gel of crystalline light. Call it into your heart and receive this gift. Relax into the knowing that all is truly unfolding. In what you feel would be a moment or a breath, you will wake up again and see it for the first time. From there, the smile will illuminate that will forever guide you. And so it is, my love. I am so honored to be here with you. Jess, is there anything you would like to add? I'm just going to take a minute here to just kind of be.
Yes, beloved one, you are definitely in this portal of creation. You are so beautiful. I have tears in my eyes as you are sharing. You truly are so precious beyond measure. And feel yourself breathing through your back and igniting your wings. I can see your wings unfurling. It's so beautiful, and that like halo energy around your crown. Oh my goodness, you're so beautiful. You're so precious.
I am surrounded. Thank you. I'm surrounded in my prayer room, the only room in my house
beautiful.
That I have for myself, and I have angels all over. I have statues of angels and everything.
You do.
And ascended masters in here too. So I'm smiling because I think you see what I have in here.
I think we are. I know for sure they're radiating. And thank you, my love. We love you so much. And stay with us. I'm going to show something in 1 second. But thanks for being here. Namaste. Many blessings.
Thank you. And my prayers for everybody in Ecuador. That's where my family's from. And I just wanted to thank you because my dream was to go see you over there this year. And for now, it's on hold. But I hope to meet you someday.
Oh, it'll happen. Absolutely. I know it will. And I'm already feeling it. I love you, honey. Thank you, sweetheart.
Love you. Thank you. Blessings. Thank you.
Namaste. Blessings. Okay. All right. Well, all right. I have to share this, Jess. Here it is. Your reading just called it in. So here it is. This morning. You guys see it? Okay.
Yes.
Here's what happened this morning. I do readings in the mornings, and I have readings every day. And right before my reading this morning, and I want to show this to you right now and point a few things out. 15 minutes before my reading, it was about 10:15 this morning, my time here, Henry called me outside for no reason at all. And when I went out, it was like he wasn't even there. This gigantic dragonfly was on my window right outside. Now, that's my 200-year-old window, guys, right outside of my door of my apartment upstairs here. And first and foremost, he's gold. She's gold. I've always seen blues, right? We have these, wow. We see these a little smaller. This one was the most gigantic dragonfly I have ever seen. Look at the crystalline wings.
I know. I'm looking at those wings. I'm blown away.
Right? The perfect balance of the four. And right. It's even sitting in the middle of a cross of perfect balance.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't get more direct than that.
Right. And of course came in today on 5/5/2020, which is, you know, just all about that. And then look at the head, look at the very top of the head. Do you see the gold pyramid with the infinite creation portal and the opening?
No way. That's amazing.
Hold on. I'm going to zoom in because you guys have to pay. Look, hold on. Wait. Is that crazy? Look at that.
Wow.
And so that has, the star consciousness, the Shiva eye, is that not, the eye is open, the pyramid, the three, the super full moon, it's no accident. It was so mind-boggling to me. I even put this in the e-card, but what I will share with all of you is, I went into meditation with this today, Jess. And even where I added the splash here and everything, but even where these crystals lined up on the body, where the dragonfly is, what you notice in those four perfect wings, and when you just said that to our beautiful caller, I was like, okay, it's saying, show me. And so, I don't know. Wow. Am I crazy? What do you feel?
Well, crazy in all the good ways.
My poor husband, I'm like, give me your camera right now.
That's totally amazing. Oh my gosh. And isn't it profound how we are being communicated with all the time? And it's
right, Mother Gaia.
So obvious. I literally talked to a rabbit the other day and it talked back to me. You know, it didn't run.
I do know. I'm sure it did. Yeah.
We are being so showered with those affirmations, confirmations, and the world is showing up and nature is communicating. Everybody's feeling it. Those beings are feeling it. And that's just too perfect. That's too perfect.
Yeah. I agree. I totally agree. And you know, I'm going to go over to the other call board right now. And I'm going to run over to, it looks like I'm going to Anaheim, California. Hey, namaste, Anaheim, California. Welcome.
Hello, excellent in London.
Hi, well, welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you. From my heart to yours, I'd love a mini reading today.
Well, thank you. I am honored, as I know Jess is as well. And I want to invite you first and foremost to relax more. As I'm even finding myself, I'm going to sit up a little more in my chair and just kind of straighten up a little bit. As I'm connecting with you, yeah, right? What I'm feeling is a tension, and it's not even overt, meaning it's like a tension that runs up your spine in the back, and it pulls from your heart from the back, but yet in the front, there's all this other energy. It's like the two are trying to become one energy. And as I connect with you right now, I'm seeing around you, it's like this beautiful, how do I describe this? It's like a soft, subtle wave of energy, aquamarine color, very much all around you. And it's like I hear these whispers coming in from way out in the universe, but it feels almost like ocean waves that are rolling in around you. And as they're coming in around you, I'm watching this one huge, huge, it's not a dolphin, but it's definitely like, I would almost say like a whale coming up, but it's completely crystalline with, I kid you not, rose quartz breath and what looks to be sapphire eyes. And this energy is coming around you and saying, it is your time to come back with us now and dream in the stars again. Let go of the mind and remember what you already know, for it has all been put in front of you. Now simply say yes. And as you take in a breath, I'm feeling a lot of energy around your throat. And Jess, I'm just going to turn it to you if you want to add anything.
I love what you're receiving, and I was getting this really beautiful mermaid energy, just this really swimming cosmic energy and shifting, and allow your breath to really be your focus right now. Really, you know, consciously working with your breath. A lot of breath work will help. And I'm getting a big ping on the Living Ankh practice for you. We really support you. It's like those energies coming up from your spine, they just really want to open each chakra and up and around. So check that practice out too. I know it's on Sri and Kira's website.
Yeah. Thank you, my angel. You are extraordinary. We are blessed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank
Namaste.
You.
Namaste. Wow, Jess, you know, I'm thinking about this imagery as we're also talking about this message in a bottle. Because this is, you know, it really is, you know, when we think about it, the gift of knowing that we are at this message in a bottle moment is that right now, what would that, if that camera, remember how the ensoulment said that which is radiating because our crown chakras are illuminating. So that which is pouring in all of this beautiful illumination is also taking a snapshot. What is your picture revealing? I mean, it just says, keep your eyes on the divine at all times, right? The ultimate namaste, shivoham, I am experience. But in the energy of expansion and contraction, that's why some of those moments like today are happening and will continue to happen. And that's why I want to go back to something you were mentioning earlier. It's about the instantaneous noticing of the higher self loving the limited self. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I am personally enjoying this a lot. I feel a depth of love and compassion for my own self that I don't think I've had in this lifetime before. And assisting others who are also experiencing that or ready to experience that. It's that ability to be in the fifth dimension. For a minute, you know, if you haven't ever done it before, it can feel like you're just pretending or playing with it. Do that. But it's becoming so tangible now. Like, you will know it when you're there and you're witnessing yourself and just loving yourself. It's so important. Have mercy, forgiveness, just seeing all of those aspects of this lifetime and how it got us to right where we are now.
That's the answer, isn't it? Right where we are now. All right. Well, right where we are right now is we only have 3 minutes left. Do we want to try and sneak in another caller?
Yeah, let's bring someone else in. I feel it.
I feel it too. So we're going to go over to Thailand. Hey, Thailand. Namaste. Okay, well, we're going to have to put you back on mute because we only have a few minutes left. Let's go to Ukiah, California. Namaste, Ukiah, California.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Kira. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Hi, sweet.
Thanks for having me on. I'm really enjoying hearing the conversation and all the reflections from Aparna and Shri and the callers, and it's just extraordinary.
Thank you
so much.
Oh, thank you for your presence. It's beautiful to hear your voice, Angel.
I would absolutely love, Minnesota, I know we're running out of time, but I would absolutely love if you could.
Oh, are you kidding? What an honor for us both, and thank you for asking. First of all, close your eyes, bring a hand to your heart. Bring your other hand either to your third eye or your crown and simply say yes. And I am feeling a wave of energy that's coming in through the crown, through the amplification of the yes into the heart. And it's like shooting out. It's probably why I wore the portal pendant tonight, because it's shooting out right there. And it's like shattering everything around you. And then I'm watching you take a breath and you're standing up and going, wow, I never even saw that before. You are literally at the moment, if there was such a thing as shattering a crystalline ceiling, you're doing it right now and you're getting ready to see and experience things for the first time. And you are on the precipice of it right now. Stay the course. taking a breath. I'm losing my breath. Jess, we've got about 40 seconds.
Yeah, all I want to share is I just see this beautiful energy of the golden sandals around your feet, kissing the earth as you walk forward as the master you are. Mm.
And so it is. What a great way to leave the show. Thank you, Angel.
Thank you, beloved queen.
Mm, namaste. We love you so dearly. Most benevolent king, back at you. And so, Jess, once again, thank you for being here. We are at time. And so I am so excited. Hey, everybody, join us tomorrow. Sri and I are going to be guests on Ra Zadok's Conclaves of the Stars at Oneness Talk Radio, 10 a.m. Pacific. Join us there tomorrow. Jess, selfascensionstudios.com. Every month it goes too fast. I love you so much. A 1 second parting word.
I'm just sending all my love to everybody in this community. You rock.
We do. And may the Magi be rebirthing your mystical magic. Mm. Thank you for being here. I love you with all my heart. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.